Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Trust in the Light in the Dark.
A reading from St. John's first letter. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you. What was from the beginning, beloved? What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with God and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. And our message that we are announcing, God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. The Word of our God. Recently, I was on an Advent retreat with a friend. And for her, she was in an unfamiliar place. And alas, fell out of bed on the first night. Needless to say, I was somewhat surprised until she told me she was looking for the light. Yes, trying to find the bedside lamp when she fell. Reflecting on this incident in the light of today's reading, I became aware that in my vulnerability, I too fall out of bed often, as I look for light in my darkness. Perhaps you, as you listen, relate to this experience of seeking light. When life seems dark, confused, and full of sorrow, our loving God reminds us to seek the light. Today is the feast of John the Evangelist, the Beloved, who leaned on the breast of Jesus at the Last Supper. How appropriate to celebrate this John so close to the birth of Jesus. His gospel and letters are dominated by the mystery of the Incarnation and Jesus being the light of the world. The reading we have just heard is from his first letter to the Christian communities of Asia, a letter about the Word Jesus, who existed from the beginning with God and is now made visible to us, announcing to the people that God is light. As we know, when we are experiencing darkness on our journey, yes, we search for the light. However, often in our impatience, we want this light instantly, and we forget it takes time for our eyes to adjust. Something, someone, we have seen with our own eyes. This is our subject. And this is what the Feast of Christmas has been for me this year. I realize the need to learn yet again to trust and believe, like Mary and Joseph, that God is faithful, that there is no darkness in God. Mary's response when the angel came with God's request of her, "Let it be done unto me according to your word," is such an amazing example of one who allowed the light to penetrate her darkness and confusion. At the beginning of the Advent journey, we were invited with Isaiah to go up to the mountain, the meeting place of divine encounter. Climbing the mountain can be a dark experience, and there are many obstacles on the unknown path. Yet when we reach the top, we may have a transfiguration experience of light, like the disciples of Jesus, one of those disciples being John himself. As our Advent journey continued, John the Baptist summoned us into the desert, the place of absolute trust in God, no props, nothing to hold us up. Excuse me. Yes, Advent was a time of trusting as we watched and waited, especially with Mary and Joseph, for God's light and the rebirth of Jesus. Be it done unto me. One of the great expectations in life today is for absolute certitude in everything. We struggle to lean into the mystery of the unknown, which we then perceive as darkness. We need enough trust to know how to live without certitude, how to believe there is light in the darkness. And as I said before, Mary and Joseph are great examples of this. They had no certitude in their darkness, yet when led by the light of a star, they found a place for Jesus to be born. Be it done unto me. In whatever way the light of God breaks into our darkness, the same challenge made of Mary and Joseph and all the disciples is asked of us. The naked consent of the heart to the unknown, the uncertain, is required. John of the Cross referred to this as the dark night of the Spirit. This stage of the journey is done to us by grace as we are taken into the light of Christ's birth in our being. Listen to the words of Jesus from John's Gospel. I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. They will have the light of life. So let us spend some time during this Christmas season pondering with Mary her "Be it done unto me according to your word," as we trust the light in the dark. May Christ continue to be reborn in our beings this Christmas.